Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The number of coronavirus cases in North Texas continues to climb, but no reports of death today. Tarrant County is reporting 10 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the number to more than 130 cases across North Texas. Carol D's Austin York has the latest.
Today, Dallas County announced 19 additional cases, bringing the county's total to 74. Tarrant County now has a total of 29. Dr. Katie Jarvis is a North Texas physician and CEO of Bed Beacon and says some of these cases have resulted in patients of all ages requiring critical care.
We have 34 ICU beds available for every 100,000 people in the United States. When you compare us to other countries, though, we're actually better off than most other countries. So if you compare us to Italy, they have 12 ICU beds for every 100,000 people.
A Dallas police officer has come down with the virus, as well as a Plano police employee who had traveled out of state. Tarrant County is reporting a bit of good news. Two people diagnosed with COVID-19 have recovered. Austin York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Everyone who lives and works in the Arlington retirement community where a Crohn's victim died now gets tested for the virus.
The Arlington Fire Department, the Texas Department of State Health Services, and Tarrant County Public Health are all sending teams to the Masonic Retirement Center to test all residents and staffers. It comes after 77-year-old resident Patrick James died of COVID-19 just days after contracting the virus. James is the first Tarrant County resident to die of the coronavirus. Now, there was confusion as to whether the testing would happen, as Governor Abbott and Tarrant County Public Health Director Vinnie Taneja seemed to give conflicting information yesterday on what testing would take place. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Some college students in Denton are asking the city to order a rent freeze. Students who work in bars or restaurants say they have lost income as those establishments have now closed, so they shouldn't have to pay rent. City Council member Gerald Hudspeth says they don't have the power to freeze rent.
The rent freeze, that's not in the city's purview. I mean, it's just there's no way for the city to control that.
City officials in Denton previously set aside $50,000 for local nonprofit groups to help people who have lost their jobs because of the coronavirus.
Locating closed public schools that have continued to offer free breakfast and lunches just got easier.
The website is txschools.gov, and it's extremely easy for parents to navigate.
Put in their address, and it will get results that show them every single place in their area where their children can go to pick up a free lunch or breakfast.
The TEA's Frank Ward says more than 1,000 schools are currently participating, and they expect that number to grow.
Locations where you've got 50% of students who are eligible for free or reduced lunch, free meals can be made available for every child who visits the meal site. And then in places below that threshold, there are closed enrolled sites that can be established to target individually eligible students.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Testing, telemedicine, and mental health. The latest information in the fight against COVID-19 and our latest podcast. Download KRLD in depth at radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.